Hello, everybody. Tuesday, December 22nd, the year is 2020, and we are going heavy. And we're going heavy with the fanciest of the squats, the overhead squat. We've got 7 sets of 2 on the docket for today. The last time that we did this was, this exact rep scheme, was on March 31st, 2020. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your notes, loading, rest times, and all that good stuff, so that you'll have an exact comparison for today. Before we get into the workout of the day, look at the warm-up. In the warm-up is the Bergner warm-up. This is from world-famous Olympic lifting coach Mike Bergner, and he created this for the barbell snatch. Now, we're not snatching today. Overhead squat is similar positions for sure, but you'll see us put the Bergner warm-up in once or twice a week, and even on days that there's not a barbell in the workout. That's not by accident. The Bergner warm-up is a fantastic just head-to-toe warm-up, almost regardless of what you're doing. So we're big fans of it. And on top of that, it also just helps keep the movement pattern of the barbell snatch fresh in your head without needing to unnecessarily snatch all the time. So it gets 2 thumbs up from us, and you will see it. Okay, so for the workout of the day, by all means, use a rack. Let me say that first of all. So for the overhead squat, this applies to any heavy day, okay? These 7 sets of 2, let's get our terminology straight. These 7 sets of 2, or if it was a 7x1 deadlift, 5x5 front squat, whatever it is, those are considered your working sets. The 7 sets of 2 are your working sets. The general warm-up that we mentioned that has the Bergner warm-up in it, that's your general warm-up. So you have your general warm-up and your working sets. And in between those, you need your warm-up sets for the day's lift. So you'll do your general warm-up, but then you're not ready to just hit a heavy double on overhead squats. You need to do your warm-up sets for the lift today, which is the overhead squats. So you'll start, do some overhead squats, rest a couple minutes, add some weight, do some overhead squats, rest a couple minutes, add some weight, and you'll play this game, slowly increasing and building at whatever pace is appropriate for you until you get into the neighborhood that you're ready to start your working sets. Your working sets are those 7 sets of 2. All of those working sets should be appropriately challenging. If they're super easy and you're not being challenged, that should be considered a warm-up set. Now, appropriately challenging is a bit of a vague phrase, but it is accurate and it applies to all heavy days. Heavy days should be appropriately challenging because that's different for each individual. It should be appropriate because that means you can move the loading without sacrificing your form, technique, or safety. If it was too heavy, that would be inappropriate, and we don't want that to happen. But then the other part of the phrase is challenging, appropriately challenging. So while it needs to be appropriate, it should also be challenging because that's the purpose of a heavy day, is to strain the body in an intelligent way so you get that adaptation. And there are ways to decide what is appropriately challenging for you. That can be through using a lifting chart, which, you know, we have goal times each day or rounds if it's an AMRAP. Well, on a lifting day, we have percentages. So for today, the more likely percentage that people will use in this workout is 60% or higher of your 1 rep max. The super fitness robot percentage would be using 85% or higher of your 1 rep max across all sets. That's great, and it's a nice guideline, but what lifting charts don't know, although they're valuable, is all this personal information about you as to how you slept last night. Do you have a newborn baby in the house? Do you travel from work? Has your diet been great? Has your diet been terrible? Are you sore and tired from the last few days training, etc., etc.? All of those things play a massive role on how you will lift on any given day, but the lifting chart doesn't know those things. So the other thing that you can do is just pay attention to your body and how you feel and how the weight feels during your warm-up sets. And you'll have some people that base their working sets solely on how they feel during the warm-up, and other people that do it solely on the lifting chart. I'm a big fan of kind of meeting in the middle. Pay attention to both and try to make some good decisions. Other questions will be, do you have to hold the same weight across all those 7 sets of 2? And the answer is no. You can go up, you can go down. As long as they're all appropriately challenging. If you go down so much that it's super easy, that probably should have been considered a warm-up set. Rest periods between those, most people will rest 2 to 4 minutes between lifts on a lifting day. The big thing, you know, especially with CrossFit athletes used to doing things for time, is there can be this desire to rush back to the barbell, and then you're not really recovered enough to lift heavy again. So we don't want to fall into that trap. So I would measure your rest periods just like you would measure the loading and everything else, and note that in the Beyond the Whiteboard app so you have a solid metric to use next time as well. Okay, we also have a video showing the overhead squat, so you can see what that's all about. The scaled option today is still the overhead squat, 7 sets of 2, because one of the easiest ways to scale a heavy day is you can just reduce the loading all the way down to a broom handle or a PVC pipe and make it just a technique practice day. And for some people, that might be perfectly appropriate. Or just the empty barbell might be plenty heavy for an overhead squat. But if you are still struggling with the position, okay, and you practice the overhead squat a bit so that you'll get better at it, but then you want to get in some loading as well to get a good heavy day, then you could substitute the front squat for the overhead squat if you're still struggling with that overhead position. Limited equipment option. So even on days that's a heavy lift, the limited equipment crew that just has dumbbells, you know, they can't slap on hundreds of pounds, we give them workouts to improve their strength. And I would say even if you have access to a barbell, every now and then, do the limited equipment option on these heavy days and you will not be shortchanged. So for today, limited equipment is not for time, for quality. 4 rounds of right arm dumbbell overhead walking lunge, 10 meters. Rest a minute. Left arm dumbbell overhead walking lunge, 10 meters. Rest a minute. So you're going to do that 4 times. Then, after that, 10 to 12 reps with the right arm dumbbell shoulder press. Then 10 to 12 reps left arm dumbbell shoulder press. You'll rest 2 minutes between each one of those. So you'll do 10 to 12 shoulder press with the right, 10 to 12 shoulder press with the left, rest 2 minutes, do that a second time, rest, do it a third, rest, do it a fourth. And we've got videos showing the one-arm dumbbell overhead walking lunge as well as the dumbbell press. The one-arm dumbbell overhead walking lunge is just a crowd favorite. No equipment workout for the day. Walking lunge, 150 meters, that's with no load whatsoever. Handstand hold, accumulate 2 minutes, and then 50 hollow rocks. And those handstand holds can be open room, against a wall, you know, whatever is appropriate for you. And then if the hollow rocks are too spicy for you, you could substitute sit-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg. We've got a video showing that. Or, so this is an either or, you can do the pistols or linchpin barbell complex number 2. And this is 4 load, you choose the load, 1 power snatch, 2 overhead squats, 1 hang squat snatch, 2 overhead squats, 1 full snatch. That's considered 1 complex. You'll perform that complex 3 to 5 times, resting a minute 30 between each, and no, it does not need to be unbroken. And the other part of the accessory work, dumbbell raises, side, front, and bent over. We've got a video showing all of those movements right there. And finally, cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're going to stretch. We've got 3 today. The chest and pecs, hands behind. Hold that for 1 to 2 minutes. The frog stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes. And lastly, the hamstring stretch, also holding for 1 to 2 minutes, and all of those have a video. Hopefully you enjoyed the heavy day, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.